Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. Tonight's shiur is being learned Lezecha Nishmas Yitzchok ben Yisrael Yosef HaKohen. His neshama should have an aliyah. It's very interesting now. It's very appropriate as we approach Rosh Hashanah. The parshas, last week we learned Kisavo when Moshe gives all the tochacha, and now it doesn't seem any less of the tochacha. But what Moshe is saying, it sounds almost impossible that the last four sedras all took place on the last day of his life. It would seem impossible for the time span, especially with what had to happen. Supposedly, he gave a Sefer Torah to each Shevet that he wrote on the last day. Couldn't have written it earlier because then Hazina wouldn't be included, which is another story that we'll probably discuss next week. But regardless, this is something that's very interesting. And the parasha begins, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. And there's a very interesting thought process that goes along with this. First of all, we see something about that tells us a lot about Moshe. We have two parashas this week. Sometimes they're separated, but the reality is that many, many years ago, as the, you know, we know a lot of Sforim that refer to the amount of parshas in the Torah as gan parshos, which means 53 parshas. But if we see, we have 54. But the reality was, Nitzavim Vayelech used to be one parsha. And it's very interesting that we split it up. Well, obviously, because of the calendar that we need that week. But regardless, Nitzavim Vayelech, Moshe is saying, Atem Nitzavim, you are standing here. But the next parasha begins, Vayelech Moshe. Even on the very last day of his life, when he's 120 years old, he's still on the move. Moshe never stood still. His life was jam-packed. And that is what we want. Imagine living 120 years and still your life being jam-packed. And that's one of the lessons right off the bat. But Moshe is telling them over here with this pasuk. He calls literally everybody to the forefront here, everybody to gather around. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And he starts to mention everybody in all walks of life. Atabchem nisheichem v'gercho asher b'kerv machanecho mechotei v'itzecho ad shoev meimecho, from the water carriers to the wood choppers, everybody, literally the small children, the adults of every walk of life, whether you're a rabbi, whether you're not, whatever you do in your life, I want everybody to gather around. And the reason for that is really very simple. They are now about to cross the Jordan River. Moshe is going to leave them. They are going to cross the Jordan River and all begin a new life. But what he's telling them at this juncture is that they're all at the starting gate and they all have an equal opportunity to make something of themselves. Even Shoev Meimecha and Chotei Veitzecha, whether you're small, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're 120 years old at this point, your life will change now when you cross the Jordan River. We begin a new year at the towards the end of next week, a week from now, and we have an opportunity to make a new life for ourselves. And Moshe tells them, "Uvocharto b'chayim," you have choices to make. And that's why we get to the beginning of the parsha, and Moshe makes a very incredible statement, which actually the Abarbanel makes a point of saying how this was the chief question in the 15th century. The Abarbanel says the chief topic in Aragon was, how could somebody, and when it says, Ki itanu anachnu elepo hayom kulonu chayim, lo es avoseinu koras es abris hazos, not only with our forefathers and with you did I make this bris, ki, because I made it with you and your children and your grandchildren. All of you will be Jews. Everyone is born a Jew, is chayiv in the 613 mitzvos. And the obvious question is, how could that possibly be? If you're a doctor, it doesn't mean your son must become a doctor, and so on and so forth, or a lawyer, or whatever profession a father is, His children are not locked into being whatever he is. How could I force all my responsibilities upon my children? And this was something that he says, that this bris was chosen for all of us. But the reality is something much more obvious. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, I give you a choice. And then what does it mean if we are all responsible? But the fact that we're given a choice, it means for one simple thing. When a father starts to bring up his child, he has the ability to bring up his child in a atmosphere of Torah, in the atmosphere of being a God-fearing, honest human being, productive member of society, or he could sow his wild oats and let his child see as he grows up. And then at certain point in time, as some of the commentaries point out, they mention in particular Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu, who obviously was a major Rasha. But towards the end of his life, he began to do tshuva. He was king for 55 years. But Amon, his son, when he did tshuva, he was already 11 years old, and he began to see what his father was like. Now, his father had begun to do tshuva, but sometimes we find out what our parents' life had been many years before, and we begin to think something very interesting. If my father sowed his wild oats young, and then eventually, we all learn from our parents, but eventually he went ahead and his life was changed. For whatever it is, he saw the light and became a Baal Tshuva, and he straightened out his life. The son might also think, I have time in my life to sow my wild oats, and I could copy my parents, I can copy my father, who did all these things, whether they were good or whether they were bad, and I will eventually come around, and if he can do it, then I can do it as well and be just as good later on. And while that may work out for some people, obviously it doesn't work out for everybody. And this is a warning. Uvacharto b'chayim. The minute we have our children, it is incumbent upon us to set as a role model from the time they're 1 year old, 2 years old. It's amazing what children glean from their parents. I know on a personal level, we've been asked so many times to give our life history. And I thought at this point in time, when I was growing up and as I was leaving Tiferes Yerushalayim, and Rav Moshe called me down for the office for a few days in a row to ask me why I was leaving the yeshiva. And my mother wanted me to have a better English education. And of course, I left and he told me basically that I was making a mistake, that I didn't understand what my life held forth for me. And later on, it took me a long time to understand. While I had my life, certainly, and I was very pleased with it, but of course, as I grew up in that kind of a family, I gave shiurim, I did various things, but little by little, even my friends along who pushed me along the way to change my lifestyle, not that they thought of it like this, but for the last 30 years that I've been a rabbi in the shul, and it's been a major change in my life. And this is what I was meant for. Ubocharto b'chayim means choosing life. It's just the role models. And when we bring up our children and they see the parents going in a certain lifestyle, starting from the time they were born. I remember thinking when my first son was born and I started to join the Daf Yomi, for one particular reason. I know there are many times when I would ask my father for a pshat and a piece of Gemara, because he was a Rebbe teaching Gemara in yeshiva, but if it was a Gemara that he had learned, and I remember thinking to myself, my father had said to me numerous times, you have to give me a half hour to make a laning on the piece of Gemara to take a look. I haven't looked at this Gemara in 10 years. I need to refresh my memory. And I said, I don't want this to happen to me. Is that what it means? Is that what we want out of our lives? And Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael all these things that they have to prepare themselves to grow up in a certain way because our children will learn from us from the get-go. And like Chotev Eitzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha, We're all at an equal starting point. The minute there are people that say, you know, I would learn, but this is not for me. We ask people to join a kollel or whatever it is after they retire, and we get the answers from certain people. This is not for me. I was never meant for this. It doesn't matter how old you are. Moshe began his life as a Jew, basically, when he was 80 years old. He lived in various places for the first 80 years. And it was incredible how his life literally began at 80. And he says, Vayelech Moshe, the last day of his life, he never stood still. He said, you are Atem Nitzavim Hayom. You are all standing here today. You're not getting ready. You're not doing anything particular. I cannot stand still. God said, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I am being restricted. My movements are now being restricted. I can't go out. But there's something else at hand over here. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, trying to explain to them why he's not going to cross the Yarden and go into the land of Israel. Vayelech Moshe vayedaber es kol advorim elel kol Yisrael. And he said, Ben meyov yesrim shono anochi hayom. Today is my birthday. I'm 120 years old. Lo uchal od lo seis v'lavo. God had told me, we know at the end of Zos HaBracha when it says, Lo cho aso eino v'nel nos lecho, I made it to 120, and I am a 100% tremendous physical specimen, especially for a man of 180. But God told me that this health that I've enjoyed for the last 120 years will not last forever. I understand that God is telling me, Lo uchal od lo seis v'lavo. If the leader of Klal Yisrael, when we cross the Jordan River and we are going to unfortunately embark on many battles for the land of Israel to take over the land of Canaan, we need somebody, a leader, who goes out to battle and leads the charge. As I mentioned when we did Parshas Pinchas, when God tells Moshe that he's not going into the land, and Moshe asks God to choose somebody who asher yavo lifneihem, asher yavo v'asher yotziyem v'asher yivyem. Only you, God, know who's going to go out to battle and come home again alive to survive the battle. And I know that at 120 years, the day has passed when I will be able to lead you into battle and go and come back safely. Lo uchal od lo tseis v'lavo. My life as a healthy human being has come to a close, and I would rather go now while I'm on top, while I see and I could function 100% as a healthy human being, the same as I did 40 years ago. But at this point in time, if I begin to slow down, I am not the person to lead you anymore. And Moshe is trying to tell Klal, not trying to, but informing Klal Yisrael, it is time for me to give up the leadership and let Yehoshua take you on this journey for the next many years. And that is really an incredible part of our life. I reached the point of I was almost 50 years old. And I thought basically I had been working for so many years, and now I continue to, but I changed my life. And it is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me in my time, because I get to do what is the mental work, and the learning that I've done in the last 30 years is more than I did in the 30 years before that. And it's incredible, and it's so rewarding. And I appreciate the time that I have to spend with all the people that I speak to during the course of a week and in the course of a year. We have the opportunity. It's Rosh Hashanah next week. A new year begins. And with that new year comes with the resolutions that we make for a better year. We can set aside a little more time for learning. We can set aside a little more time for doing chasodim. What God rewards those as long as we feel that as soon as somebody says, I can't do it, then he's lost. We all can achieve greatness. Mechotei veitzecha ad shoev meimecha. Anybody, everybody, tapchem nisheichom v'gayercha asher b'kerev machanecha. We all have that ability. We're all at the same starting point with equal opportunity. God is telling us when we cross that Jordan River, we have the capabilities to achieve greatness. And that is what he's trying to impart to everybody this time. May we all have, when the shofar sounds next week, may it wake us up to the realization, whether we be 60, whether we be 80, our life can change and we could achieve so much more in our lives, regardless of the age. Moshe began his life's journey at 80. And now after 40 years, he was satisfied with what he had achieved. He was turning over the reins to Yoshua, to a new nation who look forward to the great accomplishments that they will achieve in the next 7, 14 years in the battles and taking over the land. May we see that happen, that the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael at this point in time reclaim the land that they are being chased away from. And this year should bring us peace and happiness and prosperity. And may God give the nechama to all of those who have fallen in the past year. Thank you and have a good evening. And a great Rosh Hashanah. We'll speak next week, God willing. Thank you.